Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hotels. Are hotels guilty of price gouging? Especially when big gigs are coming on. So tickets have sold out for the three Bruce Springsteen gigs in Dublin next year. The tickets sold out this morning, record time. And the boss is playing three gigs in the capital next May. And naturally, many of you have bought tickets for the gig. And you're coming up to Dublin for the gig. If you live in Kerry, Cork, Mayo, Galway, Clare, Limerick, any of these counties, there's no way you're going to drive up for the Bruce Springsteen gig and go to the gig and then drive home at 11 o'clock. Not a hope. You wouldn't do it. It would ruin the gig for you. And that is the problem for people who are going to the Bruce Springsteen gig. Hotels in the capital have appeared to up the prices on the nights of the gigs. Now, this is nothing new. Anytime there's a gig taking place in the capital, hotels appear to up the price. Do you see anything wrong with this? Is it simply a case of supply versus demand? And when big gigs are on, more people are going to want to book the hotels, so naturally the hotels are going to up the price. Or is it price gouging? Should these hotels be ashamed of themselves? Already we've had people complaining online about the prices they've been quoted for hotel rooms in Dublin on the nights of the Springsteen gigs. So if you're coming up to Dublin next year, if you have the tickets for Springsteen, you're probably delighted with yourself until you went onto one of the websites and tried to book a hotel for the night and you've seen the prices. I would love to hear from you. You can send us a WhatsApp on 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Send us a WhatsApp if you're coming up to Dublin. Have you checked for hotel prices? How expensive are they? And generally speaking, regardless of whether or not you're going to Bruce Springsteen or not, generally, what do you think of hotels doing this? Would you say fair play? Hotels are in the business to make money. They haven't been making money for the last 2.5 years. We all know that. They're in the business of making money. And if there is a huge demand, if they see on their website today that thousands of people are trying to book a room in the hotel, naturally, they're going to put up the price. Send us a WhatsApp now. 087-188-0008. Now, as I said, we did a little experiment an hour before we came on to check how much it would be to stay in Dublin on the Sunday night that Brucey is playing in Ball's Bridge. Now, we didn't look up luxurious hotels. We didn't look up five-star hotels. We looked up standard hotels that you would want to stay in Dublin if you were going to Bruce Springsteen. And I will give you the details of that in a couple of moments. You're going to be quite shocked by it. But let me go to Barry first. Barry, now, no scandal, no names. I don't want to know the name of the hotel because obviously we don't have them here to defend themselves. But you stayed in a hotel in Dublin last week. So last week is, it's May. It's not high season, yes? No?
That's right. No, no.
May, you'd expect. I'd expect reasonable prices. How much did you pay for one night?
I drove up last Saturday, myself and my son, to the David Gray gig.
Yes.
And we stayed in a certain hotel, which I stay in quite a lot, actually. And it was €189 for the two of us for one night in the hotel.
Okay, that's... Did you get brekkie with that?
No.
Oh, just the room, was it?
Yeah, so...
€189. Now,
So, that was last Saturday night.
So on top of the David Gray tickets, and I always feel sorry for people who live outside the capital, because when you're coming up for a gig, you're not just paying for the gig tickets, you're also paying for the diesel getting
drink,
up there.
Food, everything.
So to see David Gray probably cost you about £600 in the end. But €189, it's not too bad.
No, now, it's okay. I found it okay. But I went online for the exact same hotel for the Bruce Springsteen gig.
Yep.
I got my tickets this morning, thank God.
Congrats.
And it was €989.
Ah, stop.
For exactly the same hotel. I mean, at least they top them wore a mask, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When you say €900, is this the presidential suite? Is this the bridal suite?
No, just one room for two people for one night. €989. And I'm on a certain website where you can get a couple of pounds off if you book over a certain amount of time at the same hotel.
Yeah.
And I think it was 10% off. That was the price I got with 10% off.
Oh my God. Now, with the 900, is that room only, or are you getting a slap up meal, a bottle of wine, breakfast?
No, room only, and Non-refundable. You can't cancel.
Not even a sausage the next morning?
Not a sausage, pal. Not a sausage, man.
That's... And you're coming up from Cork for Brucey, are you?
I am. I'm coming up on the Friday myself and my partner, my sister and her partner.
Okay, so there's no feasible way that you... Well, there is, but you wouldn't want to do it. Because Brucey plays late. That man goes on and on and on. The gig,
oh, no. Like, I'm going to drive up and, like, we're after getting a certain hotel now and we're after getting it very reasonable, to be fair. And I won't name the hotel, but it's in the airport. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, but if you got a reasonable, what's the name of the hotel you got?
The Premier Inn in Dublin Airport.
Oh, you've stayed there many
times. For €168 for myself and my wife for one night.
Wow, that's brilliant. That's really good.
Incredible. The transport in Dublin is actually very good, so you would have no bother getting to the gig from the Dublin Airport, you know?
I know, you get from the airport to the RDS in no
simple
time.
Exactly.
But this hotel, and again, I can't name it, I'd love to name it, but €900 for one night. How can they justify that?
As I said, I stick to TikTok and wear a mask. I just can't. I think the government should step in and try to do something. I don't know. But it's criminal, to be honest. I know. I've stayed in that hotel a lot and I like it. It is a lovely hotel and the staff and everything are fantastic there. But
yeah, it's not the staff's
fault. They have no say in it, you know.
And Barry, this has obviously left a sour taste in your mouth. I'm delighted, by the way, that you managed to get the Premier Inn for a good price. Will you stay in a price gouging hotel again if you're in Dublin? Or have you...
To be quite honest, I'm never going to stay in that hotel group ever again.
Yeah. I honestly don't know how a hotel can justify £900 room only. And remember, for people listening, this is a room only rate. There's no breakfast, there's no din-dins.
No, nothing.
It's literally just a bed to sleep on. And
the thing about it, sorry for interrupting you, but the thing about it, it's working class people that they're robbing from. It's working class people are going to go to that concert.
Of course it is. It's not business people.
And people who haven't, my brother-in-law has never seen Bruce Springsteen. He was in Cork. I saw him in Cork the last time he was here. And my brother-in-law was actually on holidays. And he was nearly crying because he was missing him. But the fact that we got tickets, he's over the moon. But then when you go online and try to get a hotel, it's deflating. It takes the whole moment away, you know?
Of course. So then I'm just trying to work out in my head, for you and your partner, forgetting about your friends and all that, for you and your partner to come up to Dublin to go to the RDS to see Bruce, including... How much were the tickets each, by the way?
£140 each for standing.
Wow. Oh, my God, that's pricey enough. So before you even put your hand in your pocket for fuel or food or anything like that, you're talking with that hotel. Had you booked that hotel, and you would have been mad to... You're talking £1,200.
Before you even buy a pint, yeah.
Before
exactly.
Oh, Barry.
That's diesel. Outside the diesel drive up, it's 50 going up.
You're talking two grand.
For one night away. Yeah.
I was
in Boston for Paddy's Week with my wife.
For £2,000, I'd be expecting.
Me that.
Yeah. For £2,000, I'd be expecting to sit on Bruce Springsteen's lap for £2,000.
No, take his guitar home with me. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Barry, and I'm glad you got a good price in the end. Our lines are now, and I'm not surprised. Our lines are jammed now with you guys contacting us about this, and I'm flabbergasted. We have figures, which I'm going to bring you straight after the break, of our little investigation and what some of the hotels are looking for. If you've just joined us, we're talking about the price that hotels in the capital are charging on the nights that Bruce Springsteen is playing. And I know this isn't breaking news. This happens every time there's a gig on up here. But what can we do about it? How can you stop hotels doing this? Well, you see the prices I have on the list in front of me. You won't believe them. And plenty more calls coming your way after the break. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. If you have your Springsteen tickets and if you're now going on to one of the many websites, booking.com or Trivago or any of those, to try and get a hotel, let me know what sort of prices you're being quoted, because it's nothing short of criminal. And you are very angry. You're very angry, and understandably so. Good afternoon. It's Jeremy Dixon here with the Niall Boylan Show, live for a Thursday, 27th of May. And we're with you live until 2 o'clock. And we are talking about... We're talking about people who went online this morning and were lucky enough to get Bruce Springsteen tickets. He's playing 3 gigs next May. By the way, we're not talking about this year. We're talking about next summer. That's when the gig is taking place. And people delighted to get the tickets. Then, of course, if you're coming up to Dublin for a gig, the next thing you do is you go onto one of the travel websites to try and book a hotel for the night, because it's no fun driving home at 11:30 at night back to Kerry or Galway or Clare or Limerick or Galway or Cork. So you go online and then you're quoted £900 for a room for one night, and not even a sausage or a bit of scrambled egg thrown in. Here are some of your WhatsApp voice notes. 087-188-0008 is our number.
Dermot here. I'm lying by the pool in a hotel in Marrakech, Morocco. Got 10 days, hotel, flights, all inclusive for just under 1,000 euros. 100 euros more than that man is paying for one night in Dublin. Do the maths, guys.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
holidays.
Happy holidays. It sounds like you're at the Bruce Springsteen gig there. It sounds like he's playing in the background. But you're right. I mean, for 900 quid, I assume nobody is going to pay that 900 quid for the room. And the room will be left idle. I hope it is. Because nobody should pay that money. Here is another WhatsApp voice note.
Jeremy, if people pay the price, they'll put them up. I think it's an absolute disgrace. It really is. Cheers, pal.
It is a disgrace, but I don't know, would someone pay the price? Who could afford or who would justify paying for a room only for 900 quid? I don't know. And I hope that room is left idle. I really do, because it's shocking.
I don't get where people are coming from saying that the hotels didn't make any money due to the pandemic. They were really only closed for 3 months. Between summer 2020 and summer 2021, they were absolutely taking the customers to the cleaners. Wasn't somebody quoted $5,000 or something along those lines for a few days in Kerry there last year? I have no sympathy for the hotels. It is price gouging, but again, it is also to do with supply, because many of these hotels are taken up with Ukrainian refugees. So think of it what you will, but certainly I wouldn't feel sorry for any hotelier out there.
No, well, some of the points you make are right. Yes, during the hotels didn't close down for the 2.5 years. That is correct. And when everything did go belly up and there was nobody allowed into the country or allowed within outside their 5K, most staff in that industry had to go on the PUP. And the taxpayers did help that industry out. And it just seems like they're giving the two fingers to us now, because we helped them out. And they're basically saying, screw you, 900 quid for a room. Take it or leave it. We don't care. Let me go to Maureen. Maureen, first of all, congratulations on getting the Bruce Springsteen tickets. Well done.
Thank you, Jeremy. Well, actually, it wasn't me that got them. It was my daughter at work this morning. Thank God.
Oh, I don't know how she did manage to get them.
She had them by 10 past 8.
Wow. Okay. What did she have? Did she have like 6 laptops open at the same time trying to book them?
I don't think so.
But you did something very clever. Well, it may not have been clever, but you booked your hotel before you got the tickets.
Yes. I mean, as soon as I heard it on Tuesday morning that Bruce was coming, there was no way I wasn't going. So I went online straight away and I went on booking.com, and I got the Marilyn Hotel in Stephen's Green. And look, if I didn't get the tickets, I could always cancel it. It's booking.com.
You can
cancel 24 hours before. You pay on the day, obviously. But you can book it, or you can cancel it 24 hours before the day. So, yeah, so I booked it straight away just with my card details, but they didn't take payment.
Because I know different websites have different rules as regards. No,
yeah.
A lot of them have no... They offer a cheaper price for a no refund. So if you want the room a bit cheaper, they'll say no refund.
Yeah.
So you were that certain that your daughter was going to get you the tickets. And fair play to her, she came through in the end. So you got 2 rooms for 4 people for under 600 quid. Very central hotel.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that?
I'm most certainly. And to be fair, I am. Now, I know the tickets for Bruce was 148, and I suppose really when you're looking at the hotel room, it is another 140-ish each or whatever,
yeah,
without breakfast. But look, we're coming up from Galway.
I know.
Now, the only thing is, if this coincides with my daughter's exams, yes, we will be coming back home on the night. But if not, then look, we have the hotel, central Dublin, it's fine.
Well, you could sell the hotel. I'm not advising this, by the way. You could sell the hotel on to somebody for $5,000, probably, and make a profit off it.
Good thinking.
But why are hotels not giving brekkie anymore as well? What's that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, the funny thing is, as smart and all as I was with Bruce Springsteen, I wasn't that smart, because we're going to the Eagles next month.
Okay.
And, oh my God, I actually did think I had a hotel booked, but I forgot to give them my card details.
Oh, for God's sake.
So when I rang them back now, the rooms are gone. So I'm kind of stuck for the 24th of June. But I'll come up with something.
Yeah, I'd let you sleep on my sofa, but I have a big busy house.
Or if there's any hotel out there that would like to redeem themselves, give me a call.
Yeah, you'd be waiting. So that gig, I mean, the gig is probably not over till till 11 o'clock that night, the Eagles. And the thoughts of driving home to Galway, by the time you get out of the stadium and all that, by the time you it could be 12, after 12 o'clock before you're on the road driving back to Galway.
Well, to be honest with you, Jeremy, 2016, Bruce came to Dublin in 2016 on a Sunday. I was in Edinburgh on a Saturday on a 24-hour round trip. Leinster were playing Connacht in the Pro 12 final. We won it, by the way. Turned around and we busted and ferried back to Dublin. Got off in Dublin at 10 o'clock in the morning, went to a friend's house, had a kip, went to Bruce Springsteen that evening, and we came home to Galway that night.
The feeling I'm getting here is that you're kind of a fan of Bruce Springsteen. Would that be fair to say?
This would be my fourth time to see him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to see him. I'm not a fan at all, and I got free tickets about 10 years ago to go and see him in the RDS. And this is besides the point, but it was just something that I noted. And I would only know his big songs, you know, Born in the USA, I'm on Fire, those kind of ones. And I'm there at the gig with my missus, and he's singing these songs, and I'm like, I've never heard these songs. And I'm like, I'm screaming up at him, do Born in the USA, do Born to Run. And he was doing these mad album tracks that I guess if you're a big, big fan of him, you'll know these songs that he does. But for me, it was
I must admit, I absolutely love him. It isn't even his song. The man is an entertainer. That man comes on stage and that he will do 3 hours, if not more, solid.
No, he does.
Leaving the stage.
I know, the gig goes. He doesn't do bloody Santa Claus is Coming to Town, does he, at his gig now?
No.
Okay.
Did he do it in Thomond? I forget how did he do that in Thomond.
I know, you couldn't be singing that in May now, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm delighted you got the two rooms for £600. That's decent.
Yeah.
And
it is.
Yeah, and hopefully you will be able to stay up that night. Thanks very much, Maureen. I'm going to come to Paul in a second as well, who's on the line. Now, I did say that before we came on, we did a bit of research ourselves, our team of researchers and producers. We decided to try and book a room for the Sunday night. So that's the 7th of May, 2023. Okay, so it's like 51 weeks away, nearly. And we decided to book just two adults into a hotel room in Dublin. Standard hotel, by the way. Standard hotel. Nothing fancy. No meals thrown in. No bottle of wine. No breakfast. I'm not going to mention the hotel names, but there's a couple in the city centre. One in the city centre, not far from O'Connell Street, 432 for the room only. One not far from the ILAC Centre, 439. Then you go kind of a bit more sort of south in Dublin, 394 for the room. Then there's one here that stood out like a sore thumb. And 661. Now it's about, and I'd say it's about a half an hour's drive from the RDS. So you'd be half an hour away from where the gig is. 661. And then there's one not far from Balls Bridge, 509. Now, nothing like £900, but I would imagine if I go back after the show today and check those prices again, they're probably through the roof. Now, Paul, you're going to a great festival, by the way, the Bloom Gardening Festival, which is on in, is it the Phoenix Park? Is that where
Phoenix
it's Park?
Phoenix correct.
Park, of course, yeah.
Phoenix Park, yeah.
And where are you coming up from?
Between Wicklow-Wexford border, so Goree-Arklow direction. So it's less than an hour, but
so do you need a hotel?
Well, no, it's our anniversary in around the same week, so we go. It's the kind of thing we go to Bloom and stay up in Dublin, and obviously with COVID and stuff, it's been closed.
Yeah.
But it's back open, and we said maybe we'll go up and have a look and. Same hotels, like quite nice hotels in fairness, because we were kind of splashing out of it for anniversary. But
yeah.
It's crazy. We got a suite in quite a nice named hotel.
Yeah.
And I remember it being about €320, and that was food, that was your breakfast included. And we checked yesterday, and it was €540.
So.
And that wasn't even the same room. That was just a standard double room.
So 540. Is it a, without naming the hotel? Is it near the Phoenix Park?
It's around the Camelum area.
Okay, so you want to make a not, because Bloom is a great festival.
Yes.
As you said, it's your anniversary. You don't want to be driving home to Goree afterwards. You want to stay up for the night. Are you are you prepared to pay £540 for one night?
Absolutely no.
No,
it's ridiculous. we're actually maybe either going to plan to go up north for a couple of days, or there's a nice hotel estate in Cavan, which was actually, you'd get two nights for the same price up there in a big estate.
Is that is that Cabra Castle, or is it in Cavan, or what's it called?
It's called Farnham.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Yeah.
So you'd get that for two nights, and you get a much more chilled out vibe.
Now, this room, in this mystery hotel on the night of Bloom, and again, yep. Bloom is such a huge festival that attracts people from all over the country. This 540 quid room, is there anything special about it? Do you get anything thrown in?
You do get your breakfast.
Oh, you get your breakfast, okay.
You get your breakfast, but it's a standard room. I think without breakfast, it was about 490. But it's just your standard room, and it's just because we've stayed there probably twice over the years. And we've got a nicer room, and this is just your bog standard room for 540 euros.
And you've obviously made a stand, and you've said, you know what, I'm not paying that money. But
you can't justify it.
No, you can't. You literally can't.
No. Not when we're an hour drive away. We can't. So
that's the thing. I mean, without traffic, you can be in Gorey in an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know you don't want that. I know you want to come up to Bloom and you want to relax and you want to maybe have a few drinks and you want to stay up there.
Exactly.
But you couldn't. You couldn't live with yourself handing over that.
No, absolutely not. Sure. There's a couple of days in that of trying to work that off, you know.
Okay, what's the answer? Do you have an answer? And does anybody have an answer to this? If you do, send us because, you know, we're hearing so many calls, people moaning about it. But what is the answer? Send us a voice note or a WhatsApp message, 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. What do you think can be done? We can't force the hotels to drop the prices.
I mean, no one's going to boycott a hotel, but If people stop going, they obviously have to do something, or essentially to go out of business. So, you know, it's
But do you think somebody is going to pay for that for 540 quid?
You'll definitely get someone who would have this sort of excess money for that, expendable money, you know. But I mean, me and my partner, we're not that we're not well off, but we're okay.
Yeah,
we still can't justify that.
No, sometimes it's a matter of principle. And I think even if you were a millionaire, why would you? Well, that's probably you're not a millionaire, by the way, are you?
No.
But even if you were very, very, very comfortable, it's still the whole thing about knowing that you're paying 540 quid for something. Yeah. Which, what was the previous price? Did you say first?
320 for a suite, not even a double room, a suite.
A suite, so that would probably have a jacuzzi in it, the whole lot, wouldn't
it? It had a couch, and it was a much bigger room, and it was on the top floor and everything. So, and it had a balcony and everything like that, so it was a nice room.
So you're going to go to Bloom and then head home afterwards, yeah?
I said we'd head up in the morning and head back in the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? And by the way, Dublin isn't the only country that does this. I remember years ago, back when we had money before we had kids, booking kids ruin everything. Booking New York, and one of the dates we were going to be staying in the hotel was New Year's Eve, and the rest of the nights were okay. The 29th and 30th of December were fine, and then 31st of December it was just like four times the price. Well, enjoy Bloom. It's always great. And yeah, just drive home and have a romantic night when you get back home.
Yeah, that'll be it. That'll be it. Cool.
Thanks very much. If you want to get in on this, 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. We're talking about price gouging, or is it price gouging with hotels? Here are a couple of your voice notes that you've been sending.
Hi, all. It's quite simple. The answer is, don't pay the money. Don't book the rooms. The hotel will say, oh, okay. Nobody booking the rooms. We're not taking any money. So we'd have to reduce the prices.
Yeah, I get that whole thing. Don't book the rooms. But unfortunately, someone is going to book the room. That I would imagine that room will go for 540. Someone will pay for it. So the only way boycott works is that if everybody does it, and that's not going to happen. Sorry, I can't come on air, says this person. I got the Bruce tickets this morning. I was delighted. Got all four. No hotel needed, thank God, because I have my beautiful camper van. It costs €25 for one night in a camper van in Dublin. Where can you park a camper van in Dublin? I'd love to know. But that's a great idea, actually renting out a camper van. Again, there are ways around this. Here's another voice note. Hello. Sorry, let me just press the button there. There we go.
Now. There for people travelling to Dublin for the Bruce Springsteen concert. If there was groups going, it'd be cheaper to hire a camper van. Most of them sleep six and you'd get a weekend for the price that you get a one-nighter in a hotel. Just a thought. Bye.
I know, but where are you going to put the camper van? Like, you going to put it along the side of the Liffey or something like that? Or I don't even know. Maybe somebody can let me know. Are there places you can put a camper van in Dublin legally? I don't know. Keep the texts coming in. We have a few more calls to take on this. 087-188-0008. We're talking about the Springsteen gig. Three gigs sold out in record time this morning. 140 quid was the cheapest tickets from what I can see. And then all of you people who managed to get the tickets, you went online to try and book a hotel for the night because you don't live in Dublin, and you were being quoted absolutely mad money. And we'll get more of your calls in a moment. Don't go away. It's Jeremy Dixon in for Niall for this Friday. And Jer has been on to us. He says, I have a garden shed. It fits two people comfortably, surrounded by natural wildlife, foxes and cats, I assume, and creatures. €200 for the night, no breakfast. Now, Jer, if you were doing, you'd at least bring them out a bit of scrambled eggs on toast the next morning if they were staying in your garden shed for 200 quid. But we're joking about that, but it is no joke, the prices that people are being charged, especially on nights where gigs are taking place. Now, let me go to Christine. How are you, Christine? How are you?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Now, let's talk about the All-Ireland. I heard in the news today that, is it the Kerry team can't get a hotel in Dublin, whatever, on the day that they're playing a match, which is crazy. But you've booked three rooms for the All-Ireland.
I did. I booked it, I'd say, probably 2 months ago, being a bit presumptuous, but we always do that anyway. And I got the Gresham, three double rooms with breakfast for 556.47.
Wow. Okay. That's really good.
That's unreal.
Now, unreal. So where are you from, Christine?
I'm from Cork, but I live in County Limerick.
Okay. Okay. So again, you were being presumptuous.
Yeah.
First of all, presumptuous that Cork will be in the All-Ireland, and secondly, that you'll be able to get tickets. But I assume you'd come up either way, will you?
Either way, we'll travel, yes. And even if Cork don't qualify, Jeremy, my daughter would be following Limerick after Cork. So if Limerick qualify for the All-Ireland, she'd be travelling anyway.
So 556 for three rooms that's a really good price. Considering, when did you say you booked those?
I'd say probably, March, April, the end of March, start of April. I booked another hotel as well with more rooms because in case we did qualify, the Connolly, but I since got an email saying that the reservation was cancelled due to the Ukrainian.
Of course. That's an issue as well. Yeah. But I'm delighted you got that that price for the three rooms. I'm just trying to work out, divided by three. It's about 150 quid each, is it? It's about that, isn't
180
it?
Or something.
Or 180, yeah. Which isn't bad at all.
It's unreal. That's brilliant. And I mean, Jeremy, I've also been looking, like, I'm going to go and see Bruce Springsteen, but I'm going to go to Barcelona in April, his first concert. And the tickets there start at 65 up to 140, 150, I think. And honest to God, you get a hotel over there in the flight and probably pay half of what the people of Ireland are going to pay to see him in Dublin.
Now that's an issue for another day. I'll get on to Niall's team to talk about this another day, because this is something I have never understood. Gig prices, the price on gig tickets, how it can be so different between country to country. And maybe it's because the Spanish people just wouldn't pay the money we pay for that. So yeah, you go over to Barcelona for the exact same for cheaper. Yeah.
Absolutely. We did it a couple of years ago. My husband and myself, we went to see Mark Knopfler. It was a capacity of 5,000 and it was unbelievable.
Now, I assume Bruce won't be singing in Spanish at the Barcelona gig. Really.
I hope not.
Yeah, you'd be looking for your money back. Well, that's great. I mean, Barcelona's a great city as well, and you really, really enjoy that. I mean, people are wise to it now. Thanks for your call, Christine. People are wise to not being ripped off now, and they know that they have other options there. That if they don't want to pay 140 quid to see Bruce in Dublin, and they don't want to pay 400 quid or 500 quid for a hotel room, they will just go somewhere else to see him. Let's play this WhatsApp voice note that just came in to us. Hello.
Just listen to the show, and it's a disgrace. And when you think that the hotels are one of the organisations who want to do away with Airbnb because they are undercutting them and they are losing out on money, on robbing people's money.
Yeah, Airbnb is... The thing about Airbnb is it's a younger person's thing. Is, I mean, I use it. I regularly use Airbnb. But someone like my mother's age, she wouldn't use it. She doesn't even know what Airbnb is. And some people just aren't comfortable with that they would rather stay in a hotel that they're familiar with and something like that. And a lot of people are texting in about that lady, presuming and assuming that Cork are going to be in the All-Ireland. Finally, I asked where in Dublin there is a campsite that if you do have a camper van, Camac, is it Camac? Camac Valley beside City West in Dublin is a campsite. It's beside Corkig Park. Oh, I know it, yeah. And the Green Isle Hotel, and there's buses as well. So there are places. So rent a camper van. Although the price of camper vans has probably gone through the roof now as well. You just can't win. The bottom line is, during the summer months, it's too expensive to do anything. You're better off just having a barbecue out in your garden for the whole summer and not doing anything because you're just going to be ripped off. Just to wrap up the conversation we were having about price gouging in the hospitality industry, we were contacted by a couple who run a B&B. And B&B is always an option, by the way, and I'm surprised nobody even brought it up during the last conversation. B&Bs and guest houses are always a great option for accommodation. It doesn't always have to be a hotel. Paul joins us on the line. He runs a B&B in the sunny southeast in County Wexford. Paul, my favourite county. I spend more holidays in Wexford than any other county in Ireland. I love Wexford. What did you want to say?
Jeremy, thanks for having me on.
And by the way, I wasn't looking for a freebie by saying that Wexford is my favourite, but it is actually my favourite county. I love Wexford.
Well, it's a lovely day here today, I have to say. The sky is blue here, so absolutely gorgeous day.
Featherdon Sea, absolutely beautiful place to go. Wexford town, there's so many beautiful places in Wexford. You and your partner run a B&B,
yes.
And you haven't put up the prices at all, have you?
No, well, I mean, we put up our prices, I suppose, €5 this year on our rates from last year.
Okay.
We put them up a little bit, but we're only putting them up, of course, with everything just going up in terms of our costs, our actual costs, not these costs that people make up that follow all the, you know, everyone is making it up as they go along, I think, a lot of the times. But in fairness, like, you know, the rates that people are quoting there for this Bruce Springsteen concert, I mean, it's really giving us a bad name. In the hospitality industry, and it's not all places that are doing it, and it's not all hotels that are doing it either. But you can see from the prices that you've been quoted and your the other listeners have called in with that it is people are taking advantage, or hotels are taking advantage of it all. And you know, we have a very short memory that this time last year we were all on our knees, and I think this is the first time in 2 years we've actually still been with that. We've been open in May. Like 2019 was the last time we were actually open in May in the hospitality industry. And we've had, luckily enough, we had a very good last summer. And August in 2020 probably saved us as well. But we're just so happy to be back open again. We've got lots. We get a lot of tourists staying with us. So we've a lot of Americans with us, a lot of Canadians, and a lot of English people because we're very close. We're just outside Wexford town. We're very close to Rosslare. So we get a lot of tourists, and we've a castle on site as well, a normal castle.
I'm looking at the photographs. Wow, the castle looks absolutely amazing. And I'm obviously not going to do it now live on the air, but if I were to book, are you trying to tell me that I won't be ripped off with you, that the prices will be reasonable?
Absolutely. I mean, our rates are all under... Our most expensive room is €165.
Wow.
That's for our top room, which is would compare with, to be honest with you, would compare with any hotel.
And if something is happening in Wexford at the time, would you up the rates for?
We don't up the rates. You know, Jeremy, the thing about it is, like, when something happens in Wexford, we're happy to be full for that thing, for that show that's on, or if it's the Opera Festival, we're full at that time of year. We should be grateful to be full for those days, not trying to screw people. And the thing about it is, and it happened last year as well, when Irish people had to holiday in Ireland, a lot of people put up prices as well and screwed people. But, you know, they have to remember that, you know, the holidaymaker has a very short memory, and they will go back to places that didn't screw them. Like, we didn't put up our prices an awful lot last year either, after COVID. And, you know, when people come and stay with you and go, say, you know, that was very good value for money, like, that's what you want to hear.
You want to repeat business, isn't that what
exactly.
you want?
You can screw people, you can screw someone once, but they won't come back to you. But if you look after people and you charge them a relatively, you know, sane price, then they'll come back to you again, and they'll tell people to come back to you as well. And it's the cheapest way of getting repeat business.
So why do I'm sure you heard the story of the guy being quoted £900 for a room. Why are hotels doing that, some hotels?
Because a lot of hotels are run now by, it's just run by accountants, and it's all about, it's run by companies and stuff like that. So it's just, or investment funds and stuff like that. So it's not run by families anymore. A lot of hospitality, that is.
Yeah.
Not saying all, obviously. And it's just all about making as much money as you can. Like, I know in Dublin last week on Monday night, I was, a friend of mine works in a hotel up there, and he runs a hotel. And for Monday night, he was quoting €400 for a room for a night on Monday in Dublin. I mean, it's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
I know my parents are coming back from holidays next Tuesday night, and they wanted to stay in Dublin Airport Tuesday night because they're coming back late. And it's like €330 for a room near the airport for Tuesday night. Like, the rates have gone through the roof. And obviously, because there's now a shortage of hotels now as well, because there's a lot of hotels now that are now taking some of the Ukrainian people in. So there's a shortage now of hotels. And it kind of goes back to the time back in kind of 17 and 18 when the prices were ridiculous in Dublin as well. And it's going to put tourists off coming to Ireland.
I think so, because if they look at these prices and they see that, they're just not going to do it. I mean, Dublin's a lovely city and all that, but it's not worth £900 a night to stay.
And even if you talk to some of the travel operators, they'll say that the likes of Edinburgh is a much more attractive place to go to, and they're not screwing people over. And like, it's not just about Dublin. Like, if they don't want to come to Dublin, everybody wants to stay in Dublin for a night or two, coming from America or Germany or whatever. But they won't come down to the country to the rest of the properties either then. So we're all screwed.
By the way, while I'm talking to you, I can multitask, by the way. I'm very good at that. So I've been trying to book a bloody room in your place, and you are fairly booked out, aren't you?
We're pretty busy now for the summer, all right. I mean, weekends obviously look after themselves. There's still some gaps. But you see, don't forget now, next weekend is the June bank holiday, and from then on, it's really picking up. Things have really ramped up, so it's thankfully it's really, really busy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're not taking advantage of people, and that you're keeping the prices. I'm after getting availability. I got a double room, so no, I just wanted to prove that you weren't lying, because you'd always have these skeptics that would say, "Oh, he's just saying that." So I can get a room, bed and breakfast, £140 for. For a double room, and the rooms look very spacious.
We're a five-star bed and breakfast. Killeen Castle Country House and Farm is the name. And we're just outside Wexford Town, just on the Rosslare side. So it's perfect for those going on the ferry. It's perfect for holiday makers.
Well, it just shows you it pays to not to up the prices. Thank you very much for joining us on the line. There you go. And I mean, that's always an option as well. B&Bs and guest houses as well. Are always an option, and it's great. I never said, by the way, that every hotel rips customers off. They don't. There are decent ones that realise how important it is to have repeat custom. But I'm sorry, the hotel that was looking for £900 for a room only, I wouldn't darken the door of that place ever again. Anyway, thank you very much for that.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.